sessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Visit the Corp Radio with Bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Just been on us to reach out.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Victoria.
What's popping?
It's popping and locking. You're supposed to, I don't know, co-host or something.
All right.
Didn't you want to? Because I can bar you from my show.
I hate co-hosting.
I know.
What's that?
That's why you want your own show, right?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Power granted.
Thanks.
And done.
So we just totally surpassed Bryce.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
You hear that, Bryce?
We can do that all the time. That's all right. Just go over his head and no one will care.
Anarchy. It's the idea.
Anarchy.
Overthrow. The king?
It's the secret plan.
Yes.
Anyways, I played Bison. Played Bison off of their EP, their Earthbound EP. That song was called Dark Skies Above, and Bison are playing a show. They're playing this Saturday, the 24th, with Spread Eagle and the Death Rays at the Astoria. Did you know that?
I did not know
well,
that, but now
yeah,
I do.
You do. Now you do. Maybe. Maybe you should go. Maybe I'm going to go.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
Awesome.
There are a lot of good shows coming up this week and next week, which I'll talk about in just a bit, but it feels like it's been a very long time since I've last done my show, even though it was just last Thursday.
Yeah, and I sang Celine Dion.
Oh.
It was probably the highlight of that show.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that really well.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're very pleased.
Thanks for that. What was I going to say? I totally forget, but I went to go see Speed Racer.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was all right.
Was it?
It was okay. I thought, like, I had no expectations for it. I thought it was going to be the worst movie ever.
Well, the previews are horrible.
Yeah, but visually, it was pretty amazing.
Nice.
It was done by the Wachowskis, so the effects and the visuals were pretty good, but the story sucked. The story was cheesy, and I don't know, the actors weren't that great.
Was
but
it
I saw
written it, by the who was it written by?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
I saw it on IMAX, though.
Oh.
So maybe that's the only...
Are you going to see Injudge?
I wanted to go last night because they were playing at midnight at the Rio. I should have gone last night.
Where,
but
the
I was,
Rio?
The Rio. It's on like commercial Broadway.
Yes.
But I went to the H&M opening last night.
Yes.
I picked up some sweet clothes.
I hear 25% off. That's always
yeah,
good.
It's pretty ballin'.
Yeah,
oh, I also checked out the opening for Crazy at the Art Gallery.
Oh, how was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
Are we just having a conversation on
okay.
it?
Sorry, guys.
Oops. Anyways, you guys should go check out Crazy at the Art Gallery. It's the summer exhibit that they're having, and it features comic book art, anime, cartoons, all that shit.
There's also
toys
a really
and games.
Cool exhibit going to be going on in the Vancouver Museum this summer.
Oh, yeah?
They're featuring, I think, like 20 up-and-coming designers and architects throughout Vancouver.
Nice.
And it looks like a super interesting show. I'm not sure if it's already on or not, but I suggest going to that, too. I'm going to go.
Red.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah,
no. Nerds! I am going to the Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle in August. It's a big video game convention.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Don't look at me like that. But you know who else is playing in Seattle? Death Clock. This band from the show Metalocalypse.
Death Clock. Awesome.
They are playing. They're playing in Seattle. They're playing at the Showbox Theater June 3rd. And I'm considering going, except that if I go, I'm going to have to cut out a lot of other things.
Like what?
In my summer. Well, because I'm putting aside money for... I'm going down to Seattle in August. I plan on going to Edmonton at some point.
How about Europe?
And exactly, that was the third one that I was going to get to. And I'm trying, and I want to go to Europe as well.
Yeah.
With Victoria.
I'm going to Europe for school.
Yeah, shut up. And so, I don't know. I don't know if I can afford going to Death Clock. It's
no,
really
like
soon, June 3rd.
$100-ish dollars?
Maybe, yeah. I guess I could. I don't know. I don't want to think about it, though, because it'll just make me upset. So, what? What were you going to say?
An idea.
Yeah?
I'll see you after.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to play some Death Clock, and then I don't know where this is going to go. Who knows?
Yes.
Who knows?
Thank you. ever grow? Will he ever grow?
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Jesus. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Victoria's here as well.
Oh, hey.
She's like, I don't know, what are you? The work intern?
Bitch? Technically, I'm the promotions coordinator, you can say. But yes,
oh, yeah,
I'm the
I guess
bitch.
So. She's paid to be here.
Yeah.
That must be pretty rad.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I would, too.
No complaints in this side of town.
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. I just played King Kong Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. That song was called Docket Number 8. And King Kong, not the King Kong and Barbecue Show, but King Kong and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver. They're playing in July. They're playing with the Manipulators July 14th. And please note, it is a new venue. It was originally scheduled for Pat's Pub, but the new venue is the Red Room.
The Red Room.
The Red Room. So July 14th at the Red Room, King nice. Kong and the Shrines. That's all I have to say. Before that,
do you know why this change happened?
Probably because the stage on Pat's isn't big enough.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. Before that, I played the Transmitters off of their self-titled full-length album. That song was called Plastic Genocide. And if you're a fan of the Transmitters, they are playing a show with the band that I played before them, The Last of the Bad Men. I played something off of The Last of the Bad Men's new album, Ride. That song was called Hit 'Em Again. And this Friday, as in tomorrow, at Pat's Pub, The Last of the Bad Men are having their CD release party for this very album. And they're playing with the Transmitters and the Beelines. It's going to be a crowded show, but it's going to be a good show. And I'm going to be there.
And I'm going to be there, too.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Don't lie. Let's not
lie. I think we agreed that I was going this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we?
Like last week.
Did I actually talk to you about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, rad.
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
And I started off.
Are you saying that you don't want me to be there?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
You are such a
bitch. I'm not saying that I found other people to go with. I started off that set with Death Clock from the show Metalocalypse. That song was off of their album, The Death Album. The song was called Briefcase Full of Guts.
Awesome.
Yeah. Maybe I'll play some more TV show related music as in Flight of the Conchords later.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot as well. I also like this album.
Yeah, you do.
I do. But right now, I'm going to say that We All Fall Down is sponsored by Union Events. And Union Events are bringing Alkaline Trio to town. They are hosting Alkaline Trio at the Croatian Cultural Center. What's this month? May 30th. So
sick.
Last month, last day of May, all ages show. I don't know who's opening yet. I don't think anyone knows who's opening yet. Maybe no one's opening. Maybe Alkaline Trio will be playing for like 3 hours.
Which would be cool.
Which would be rad, which I'd be okay with. And Alkaline Trio have a brand new album coming out July 1st. It's called Agony and Irony. But I'm going to play some old Alkaline Trio for you right now. They just released a 10th anniversary edition of their album God Damn It, and it comes with a bonus CD or a bonus DVD or something like that, and everything's remastered and sounds rad and everything. So I'm gonna play God Damn It. I'm gonna play a song called Cringe by Alkaline Trio. Anything to say?
Nothing.
All right, that's rad. Let's just play the song.
Jeez.
Jesus.
Okay.
Wide-eyed, needy, been surprised. Just below your thighs, the temperature drops 5 degrees. Your standby flight has just arrived. Tongue-tied, bleeding from your eyes. Even Christ himself would cringe at the sight. While you're counting sheep, I'll count my lucky stars. You were the last good thing I ever saw.
The song's for you, Victoria. Just for you.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
That you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good looking girls on the street. Yeah, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress.
Mm.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You're so beautiful. You could be a part-time model. And then I see in the clear, I do my moves, I do my dance moves. Just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. And I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a cabana. Ooh. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can feel each other.
Like a tree or a high-class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Thank you.
days are short and the nights are long. And I walk, and I walk, I twist, and I twist, and I shimmy, and I shimmy, and I fly, and I fly. We were out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west down on the coast. Well, the California girls are really the best. And I walk, and I walk, I twist, and I twist, and I shimmy, and I shimmy, and I fly, and I fly. We were out there having fun in the warm California sun. In Alfresco, a pretty little chick wherever you go. Oh, and I walk, and I walk, I twist, and I twist, and I shimmy, and I shimmy, and I fly, and I fly. We were out there having fun in the warm California sun. We were out there having fun in the warm California sun.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle.
What's poppin'?
It's poppin' and lockin'.
Once again, I said that twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's your name? What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Victoria.
Jeez, you are not ready for a show. You're not at all. And?
This is Lucas.
Lucas as well. You are the intern?
I am the intern here at CITR, that's correct.
Wow, you are so much better spoken than Victoria.
I feel very lucky to be on your show today. Thank you for having me.
No problem. No problem at all.
I'm like, get out.
I'm being polite.
Vic, I think it's time for you to leave.
Fine.
No, don't leave. No.
See, she's out of here.
She needs me, guys.
Lucas, is it? Did you want to say hello to anybody?
Shout out to your mom.
Shout outs to
shout outs right now to the captain.
The captain?
The captain, that's his nickname, Captain Crunch.
Okay.
That's all I got for now.
Alright, that's alright. Maybe next
friends.
Week. Maybe
and Joey.
It's a lot more than
but
you.
But they
have,
won't
Victoria.
Be listening right now.
It's alright. This most shows are podcasted on CITR,
right on.
So they can listen to it at a later time. And you too, fair listener. And download podcasts for this show and many other shows on CITR through our website at www.citr.ca. And if you are interested, I also post my playlists online on the World Wide Web at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And I wanted to also tell you guys right now, before I forget, maybe next week, maybe the week after, but sometime soon, I'm going to be giving away a really awesome prize on my radio show.
Really awesome prize.
A really awesome prize.
Pray tell, Mario. Pray tell.
I'm going to give away a... Don't give me that face. I'm giving away a $100 gift certificate for a tattoo shop.
Ooh.
That is a good prize.
Yeah. It's a fucking effing rad prize.
What'd you say?
It's an effing rad prize.
No, before that.
No, it's an effing rad.
You gotta beep that out.
And it's not just like any random tattoo shop. I've checked out this guy's art, and he's really good. It's a shop called Left Hand Path, and they are on Clark, maybe? I don't remember where it is. Somewhere in East Van. But he specializes in black and gray and a lot of Japanese traditional morbid...
How do you win,
no,
though?
No, but as... Well, I don't know yet, but
so
I will
So you're just
be...
going to give away $100. That's pretty
yes,
much
I am. Mayhaps next week.
Well, then give it to me if
no.
you don't really, if you don't
no,
know
no,
how
no.
anybody can win it. Just
no, no,
it.
No. I want to give it to somebody that I know will use it.
Well, you know me now. I just introduced myself.
So basically, within the next week, figure out a way in which you can tell what fair listener will actually use this.
Maybe, or maybe I'll have a skill testing question or something, okay. or some kind of
right
trivia.
On.
But yeah, this is pretty major. $100?
Yeah.
It's a lot, dude.
Maybe you should involve like a different medium aside from just listening. Stay tuned for more to...
What?
I don't know.
Like send in fan art?
Something like
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that at all.
Why not?
Terrible idea.
I know.
So stay tuned for that. I posted some of this guy's artwork and tattoo artistry on my playlist page. So if you're interested, you can check it out. It's on the internet. But there,
is this coming out of your pocket? $100?
Maybe, maybe not. That is not
for generous.
People to know.
Awesome.
Show's coming up.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
Show's coming up this Friday, a.k.a. tomorrow, Last of the Bad Men and the Transmitters and the Beelines playing at Pat's Pub. And then on the weekend, we have Bison and Spread Eagle and one more band that I don't even remember anymore. Damn it. They're playing at the Astoria this Saturday. Coming up next week, The Cure are playing with 65 Days of Static. That is happening May 26th at GM Place. Killswitch Engage, Poison the Well, The End, and the what is that? Oh, and Throwdown are playing May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. So that means it's an all-ages show. And I was up all of last night playing Guitar Hero, trying to master that Killswitch Engage song. Just...
On what, expert?
Like, you know, no, just, I don't know, on hard or something.
Probably
remember.
On easy.
No. Way past that.
She did, man.
Alkaline Trio coming to Vancouver. They're playing May 30th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Carpenter and the Trigger Effect are playing May 31st at Pub 340. 30 days after Pineapple. Yeah, there are 31 days in May. what is that? Mindless Self-Indulgence and Fake Shark Real Zombie are playing June 1st at the Croatian Cultural Center. Iron Maiden is also coming to Vancouver. I've been listening to a lot of Iron Maiden at work. Pretty rad. They're playing June 3rd at the Pacific Coliseum. Same day, January 3rd, Death Clock is playing in Seattle. Maybe I should go.
Maybe debating
not.
About that.
Yeah, been debating it for a while. Reverend Horton Heat and Nashville Pussy are playing June 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. Jimmy Eat World is coming to Vancouver. They're playing July 17th at the Croatian Cultural Center. The same night, King Khan and the Shrines are playing at the Red Room.
Interesting.
And I didn't write down when that show's happening. And also in the future... Boris is coming to town with Lair of the Minotaur and Torch at Richards on Richards, July 30th.
Awesome possum.
Awesome possum.
That was a lot of information for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it ain't no thing. Not at all.
Holla.
I need something to drink. My throat's really dry. Anyways, what was I going to say? Discorder. Discorder is looking for a new editor.
Can you write?
Can you write? Can you
or
delegate? Can you organize? Yeah, I guess.
If yeah.
You, apparently the only requirements are that you can read and write.
Yes.
But
as well as have some creative...
Some thoughts. Creative edge or something.
Yeah.
If you're
well,
interested...
Yes. There's way more than that.
Yeah, there's way more. But you do get paid, right?
Yes.
It is a paying job. So perhaps... Teenage dream job. Editing...
Imagine that.
Yeah,
that
an independent newspaper.
Nothing even matters. Just imagine just being able to edit an independent, awesome newspaper from CITR 101.9 FM.
You can
it's
check out our website.
Dream, I know that.
www.citr.ca if you're interested, right? All the info's up there.
Yes.
You can even give us a call and we'll forward you some info.
Talk to our station manager.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on now.
Play another song.
Yeah, I could probably play another song.
This is a radio show, right?
This is true.
Yes.
This is true. Thank you for making me look so good, Victoria.
You look great.
All right. All right. Shut up, Robin. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and listened, and thank you very much to everyone that called in as well. So as I said before, stay tuned. Next week, I will be giving away a $100 gift certificate for Left Hand Path Tattoo. Ooh. Robin is coming up next with the Inkstead Show. He has his middle finger all bandaged up, looking very much like Karmic Justice right about now.
All I can do is give you the finger so it sounds appropriate.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus. And at 3 o'clock, we have Brendan Cody coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. We All Fall Down is sponsored by Union Events, and they are bringing Alkaline Trio to town at the end of the month. Croatian Cultural Center. Didn't see you at the programmers meeting yesterday. Just realized how appropriate. So thanks for listening, guys. You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will leave you off now with some Be Your Own Pet. They're coming to town with She Wants Revenge at some point. I don't even know. I'll be back next Thursday. Bye. How you made me scream and shout.